Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rolene Marks, I can't imagine the last 24 hours, what they must have been like for you. Thank you for making the time for us this afternoon.
It's been a very, very difficult 24 hours and still going on. We are anticipating another major strike on Tel Aviv and surrounds, as Hamas have warned, a major response to the killing of a lot of their generals, a lot of their commanders that have been eliminated today. I'm absolutely exhausted, as you can no doubt hear. Yeah. Last night was very, very tough. We had to run to our shelters many, many times. Booms, the sirens. It's a very, very traumatic time for all of us. But let's take a look at what has been going on. We've just had the announcement that schools from the south of Netanya will be closed from for the rest of the week. This is in response to the ongoing rocketing attacks. Today, we saw major barrages towards Ashdod, the south, and now to Beersheba in the Negev, taking hits of another one very, very close to Dimona. There may be a major asset in Dimona. I'm not saying, I'm not denying, but there has been now in excess of about 1,300 rockets and mortars fired at Israel. We have incurred more civilian casualties. The number is 7. We have, in the last couple of hours, been notified that 21-year-old Staff Sergeant Omer Tabib from Kibbutz Eliakim, or Moshav Eliakim, was killed earlier today as a result of an anti-tank missile fired, which seriously injured 3 people. He has died of his wounds. Last night, an Arab-Israeli father and daughter were killed in Lod when a rocket struck them. Significant amount of damage to properties, to cars. Last night, the IDF closed the airport. Flights were rerouted to Cyprus. Only a few flights were able to still land in Israel at the moment. The airport is still closed. The IDF, in response, has struck major, major targets. Virtually all police stations in Gaza, major high-rises. This is, of course, after warning people to please leave. Several of the high-level commandos were eliminated. And the situation here remains very, very tense. We also have had a significant uptick in interior violence. Last night in Lod, and what they are calling Kristallnacht of Lod, 3 synagogues were set on fire by Arab mobs. There's footage of the Torah scrolls being rescued, being managed to be rescued. I had a report from a friend traveling from the north past al-Fahm, who said he was nearly lynched there. Shops, Jewish-owned shops and businesses torched in places like Akko, Lod. Tension in Haifa, a city not known for this. The police have now issued a curfew for Lod from 8 p.m. tonight till 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. There is a heavy, heavy police presence in Lod, and there is now a state of emergency declared there. Egypt has tried to broker a ceasefire. Israel has said absolutely no ceasefire at all until there is complete calm and complete quiet. What is very interesting today is an organization called the Defense for Children International in Palestine. They have reported that at least 2 of the child civilian casualties were killed by rockets that fell short in the Gaza Strip. We also can't forget that Hamas, by firing from within their civilian infrastructure, also endangers them, not just with the firing, but that a lot of the rockets, at least 200 rockets, have landed in the Strip, which puts their civilian population at great, great risk. as well. This is in addition to the three children who were killed when a rocket misfired on launching. So a very, very tense situation in the country at the moment.
For people who believe in peace, and I count myself as one of them, this development of the Arab-Israeli issue is of huge concern. I mean, for you to use the word Kristallnacht in the context of Israel borders on the obscene. Never in my life would I have thought I would have listened to what you've just reported as happening in Lod. How do you account for this?
I think there's a lot of factors. I think you can point the finger of blame all around. We have to look at decades of incitement. We have to look at not enough effort being made from the government. It doesn't help when you've had the Prime Minister on a political campaign in the past calling the Arab-Israeli population a fifth column. I'm saying that quite bluntly, because we are living with the consequences. So before anybody wants to send me very irate messages, this is the situation that we're in. Having said that, we still have many Arab-Israeli citizens who are on our side. I noticed today Youssef Haddad asking Gal Gadot to please respond to the situation here. She has come out very, very strongly, of course, in favor of Israel, saying that the cycle of violence is making her sad. I know many of you are asking me what this means for the Abraham Accords. Will they still hold? What about our friends in the UAE? Many of them are absolutely outraged by the footage of Hamas bringing rocks and stones into the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And many of them are either choosing to remain neutral or taking the side of Israel. Some supporters from Pakistan as well, which I find quite interesting. Also being confirmed that one of the casualties yesterday was a foreign worker from India assisting her 80-year-old charge, who was also killed when they weren't able to make it to the shelter in time. And, you know, just to give a little bit of perspective, you know, what it's like to have to run for shelter. If you are in the south, you have a matter of seconds. Not even 15 seconds. You have a matter of seconds. If you, where I am in Modi Inn, we allegedly have 90 seconds. But let me tell you something, that those 90 seconds go like a flash. Tel Aviv, 90 seconds. It's very, very little time in the, when you're running to get to a, to get to a shelter. And, just an indication of how I'm feeling. And I'm going to be very honest with you. It's very, very difficult when you're under fire to hold on to your humanity. But holding on to our humanity is something that we have to do. You can imagine I've received some very interesting messages from people giving their military advice, what we should
I'm
be
sure.
doing.
I'm sure.
And I'm going to ask you to please don't do that. Please consider who has to go in should that happen. Please consider, you know, who is standing at those borders should we need to go in. And please consider that there is also a civilian population on the other side who are also being held hostage. I know many of you are concerned about the rising anti-Semitism that we are seeing. I'm seeing it. It's overwhelming. And just from all of us under fire to all of you, because I know you're under fire there as well, just stand strong. I know it's hard. I know it's overwhelming. But, you know, this is the situation we find ourselves in. This is one we try to de-escalate by deferring decisions for Sheikh Jarrah, by not allowing any Jews onto the Temple Mount, by rerouting the march so as not to spark violence. But the situation we find ourselves in now is that this is a war or this is a conflagration wanted by Hamas, and fire rockets and commit an act of war crime upon us is what they have done.
You actually posted something that I saw a little earlier today, pretty hit me really hard. You actually spoke about a double war crime, Rolene.
It is a double war crime. And I just want to say before I talk about double war crimes, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the IDF, the IAF, the police, the emergency services personnel, the firefighters, the incredible, incredible people manning those iron domes. There are still soldiers that man those iron domes. And the people of this country who are enduring the unendurable, because we do have a double war crime situation. We have a war crime when rockets and missiles are fired from one civilian population into another civilian population.
Rolene Mark, that takes us to 5:30. You sound exhausted. Thank you for talking to us today. We would have understood if you wouldn't, but being the professional that you are, I can't say I'm surprised. Hope you have a good night's sleep. I hope there's a de-escalation, and I hope you chat to us tomorrow.
Got a day.